So I'm going to teach out of Romans 8, if you guys have your Bibles. And I'm completely changing it up. I had notes and everything lined up for a whole other passage, and God put it on my heart to, like, change passages. So let's just pray. Lord, just thank you for this opportunity just to be here in your word. I just pray that you just speak to us through it, God, and just draw us closer to you. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Cool. So Romans 8. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So, kind of the whole theme of what we've been talking about is just being in Christ, like who we are in Christ and stuff like that. This is just such a powerful passage just in the very beginning. There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, you know, who walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, it doesn't say there's no conviction. And that's something that I have to remember. There's a difference between condemnation and conviction. Condemnation being, I feel condemned, I messed up, I fell short, I fell to sin, and I'm beating myself up over it, like, I suck. Versus conviction, where the Holy Spirit comes alongside you and says, hey, you messed up, but here's a better way. You know, and that's when we're walking in Christ Jesus, when we have that relationship with Jesus, that's, you know, we have that relationship with him where he comes alongside of us. We have a loving father who says, you know what, you messed up, I love you though. And having kids, it gives me a whole other view of that. You know, because my kids mess up, you know, they, you know, will say, hey, don't do this. And they do it, you know, it's just like, what did I just say? It doesn't mean I love them any less though, you know. And, you know, we're going to fall short. It's just part of being a Christian and part of our walk with Christ. So in verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what we could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in likeness in sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not work according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So Eileen had talked earlier about, you know, trying to live in righteousness, like what that looks like. It's trying to fulfill the law, and we can't do it, you know. Even if we think we can't. I used to be that kind of guy. I was kind of living that pharisaical life where I was always looking at others and saying, yeah, I'm a screw up and I might struggle with porn, but at least I don't do that. You know, I don't fall to that sin or that sin. It's just like, is it really any better? You know, I still had separation from Christ because of sin. And it was something I wasn't dealing with, and my way of dealing with it was to look at the faults of others, you know. So, for those who live according to the flesh, set their mind on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So when we're in sin, we're in that sinful mindset. And I love this analogy. It kind of made it a little bit more clear. Another pastor I know had used it. And it's like, okay, if you're in sin, it's kind of like, imagine a pig versus a sheep. A pig rolls around in the mud and is like, yeah, this is fun. But a sheep, you know, sheep might, like, set its foot in the mud. It's like, ah, it's kind of gross. Like, I don't like this. It's kind of just a completely different mindset of where we're at. Are we in the flesh? Are we in a place where we're rolling around in sin and we just don't care, you know? And I've been there. I've been in a place where, like, I cut God off and I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going to walk with God anymore. I don't care who I am in Christ. You know, I know the truth, but I'm going to choose to ignore it. I'm going to be comfortable in this mud. You know, and I thank God for pulling me out of that, you know, and bringing me about back to a relationship with him and showing me that he's better, you know, and just bringing me back to a place where I can walk in the Spirit and see that he's much better than walking in the mud. So for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. for it is not subject to the law of God, for it nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. If we walk in the flesh, if we walk in a place where we're in sin and we don't care, we can't please God. We can't have fellowship with God. You know, it says we're at enmity against God. We're warring against God. We are at war with Him. We are His enemy. And it might not have that mindset like, oh, I'm the enemy of God. But we're definitely not going on the same side as God. So if you're not with God, you're against God. So those who are of the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not His. So how do we know we're of Christ? I mean, one of the things I said is like, we're going to fall. But if you're in that place where you fall and you're like, you know what, I don't like this. I don't want to be here. I want to be with Christ. You know that Christ is doing a work in you. So I'll just read that verse again. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not His. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So being in Christ, the old man is dead. Just as Christ was crucified, we are also crucified with Him. We can cast off that old body and that sinful nature of who we are. We can choose to live in Christ and walk in the Spirit. And that's who we are as Christians. We ask ourselves, who are we in Christ? What is our identity in Christ? So, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you will put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So one product gives death and the other life. To live according to the flesh, it's just going to bring about death and corruption. And I think we can see that in lives of those around us, Christian or not. I mean, you know, maybe we once had friends who were saved and they walked away. You know, they fell to sin and they chose that lifestyle over pursuing Christ. And you can see the destruction it rains in their life. I know I have plenty of friends who have chosen that. You know, and it's not that Christ can't bring them back, but you can see the destruction of sin in their lives. And I've seen that in my own life as well. But the other produces life. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So in verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you do not receive the spirit of bondage again, of fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. I love that. Abba, Father, I mean, it's like crying out to God and being able to call Him Daddy. You know, it's like that intimate relationship with the Father. And like growing up, like, my dad, you know, he's like any other dad. He's jacked up. He's messed up. You know, he needs Jesus just as I do. And it's funny because I always remember growing up, and you guys maybe said this before, like, I will never be like that. And all of a sudden I have kids, and I see myself doing the same thing my dad was doing. I was like, oh, man, like, that's in me. Like, you know, so if you guys have said that before, you know, just wait till you have kids. You know, you might be doing the things that you said you wouldn't be doing. But I love this, that we can call God our Abba Father, like our daddy. He's our perfect father. And it's hard because we have to be able to disassociate that messed up relationship or that messed up father that we have on earth or lack of and get an idea of the perfect father who loves us, who knows that, you know, we're going to fall short, but says, hey, like, I love you anyways. So the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. So that's awesome. I mean, we're called heirs. You know, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. You know, it's kind of like an honor, you know, you get to be called an heir of Christ, you know. So it's all part of living in Christ, our identity in Christ, is that we have a Father who loves us, who knows where we're at, you know, he died for us. And even though we're really screwed up, you know, he doesn't condemn us. You know, he wants us to change, to become more like him, but he still loves us and he's working on us. So, and I didn't put this in there, Peter, but going to Psalm 139. So this is just Psalm 139, God's perfect knowledge of man. This is for the chief musician, a psalm of David. In verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and you are acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word of my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before. You laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. I think this is such an awesome psalm that we get to see kind of God's like knowledge of us and like his attitude towards us. I know a lot of times I think God's too big. He doesn't care about me. But it's just, you know, this passage alone is just like, man, like he comprehends my path, my lying down. You know, the word says he knows all the hairs on our head. It's just, he has such a love for us. And then verse 7, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make a bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light around about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike you. It's just saying in our highs and our lows, God is there. Before you formed my inward parts and covered me in my mother's womb, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. The frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought into the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your books they are all written. The days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more than the numbers than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. This has just been such an area where I'm having to remind myself in my own life that, like Peter was talking about, where's our value? You know, sometimes we don't feel very valuable. You know, and I'm in and out of that mindset. Like, man, I don't feel valuable. You know, because I'm basing things off of friendships or my relationship with my wife and kids or my job. But I have to come back to here and know that this is God's attitude towards us, that he does love us. You know, that he wants to know where we're at. He wants that relationship with us, that intimacy, just being close with him. So, it was short, but, you know, that's just who we are in Christ. We have a relationship with him, you know, and we get to walk in the Spirit and have a walk with Christ. So, we're heirs with Christ. So, all right. Just pray. All right, Lord, just thank you for your word, God, and just for all these teachings, God, of just finding out more about you and who you are, God. I just pray that we come closer to you, and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.